But mentally, everyone has a limit, and they just look tired. And Reece in particular, you think of the 6 to 8 weeks he's had riding at absolute high. The final series, grand final victory, the first test, he wins man of the match. He absolutely kills it. It's got to be a come down. And they're human. They can't just keep going. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality. Find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. Saturday night's game, the second Ashes test, I saw some footage of Reece Walsh signing some autographs and talking to people. I think it was before the captain's run on the Friday. And he smiled for the camera and he did the right thing. But the moment he turned away, you could just see there was like a tiredness and that look when someone's done with what that, you know, some of those extra things. And it's just a great reminder that just because they earn a lot of money compared to the average Australian, just because they're in the public eye, doesn't mean they're immune from being worn out from overdoing things. There's this general consensus that when you're in the public eye, then you're public property and basically you should be there signing autographs to the end. But that's not how it should be. It's not how life ever should be, no matter how popular people might see you. And he cops enough grief elsewhere. It's funny how that they've come out after the weekend's game talking about the sledging he copped from the English crowd when he got sent to the sin bin. I thought that was hilarious, and rightly so. I saw a whole lot of comments in where I saw the article posted saying if that was an Australian team playing in Australia, then imagine what they'd be copying. And you know, this is from the country that has mastered the art of sledging. And you ask any English cricketer the what they've copped from crowds, and I've been there in the crowd. I've heard it. It's some of that is just so over the top. So I think that's a bit rich from an Australian journalist actually saying that. And yeah, maybe we shouldn't tolerate that stuff anymore. And there are certain things, if it goes beyond a certain level, like anything that's prejudiced, then yeah, we should be calling it out, but do that in the right channels. Do we need to bring it to the attention? To me, like, give people notoriety or bring it to attention. People keep doing it. Just deal with it as it should be dealt with by the authorities where they are, but let's not go over the top with it. Anyway, back to the matter at hand is, like, you could tell that he was done. I saw footage of him after the game also coming out and signing autographs. And same thing, he did it for a while. He lightly did it for a few. Then he said no because there was quite a big crowd there because he wanted to keep going, which, again, I think is fair enough. Not just him, but the team played tired, mentally tired. Of course, they put in physically. They can just keep doing that forever. They have this incredible will when it comes to that side of the game. But mentally, everyone has a limit, and they just look tired. And Reece in particular, you think of the 6 to 8 weeks he's had riding at absolute high. The final series, grand final victory, the first test, he wins man of the match. He absolutely kills it. It's got to be a come down. And they're human. They can't just keep going. And in a way, like, he hasn't been able to have boundaries to a certain degree because there's certain things he's got to tick. He has to do this. He has to do that. There's certain obligations in the lead up to finals games, grand finals, after grand finals, making a test debut, tours to England, like there's certain obligations they're going to have to cover. Just looks tired. And I just hope that maybe they give some of those guys a bit of a rest, freshen them up, put Dylan Edwards back in for the last test. Just let while she rests and enjoy himself for the rest of the tour. I've noticed they're getting away for 3 days to Scotland, which I think's a great idea, but I just think 24 young Aussie men will let off the leash in Scotland. What could go wrong? Let's hopefully whatever happens that they keep things in check and they have an entourage that looks after them so that they don't get themselves into trouble. Because yeah, I'm thinking about my travels through Scotland when I was a 25, 26 year old, and yeah, there's plenty of places where you can get yourself into trouble, if you know what I mean. So let's, as we always do, look at what can we learn from this. We are hitting that back end of the year. Often the calendar's full. Often work is trying to get as many things done, tying up loose ends. There's plenty on. As I record this, Melbourne Cup day tomorrow. That's going to take up time for people, probably energy, maybe that they don't have. Yeah, there's plenty happening. Your weekends often are full with plenty of functions on, plenty happening. Everyone wants to catch up before Christmas, parties, et cetera, et cetera. And like these elite athletes, maybe more so because we work longer hours, and the obligations that don't finish for most of us once we finish work for the day. There's plenty for us to do, from family, our sports, wherever we volunteer our time and give back. It can be relentless. So it's just making sure that you're getting the balance right. Kate and I have been doing that and really prioritizing that the last few months. So much so that we had a look at our calendar leading up to Christmas, and it was almost embarrassingly bare. We've got a couple of things on. We thought, actually, we better maybe we've been too much of recluses, and we need to actually get ourselves back out there and speak to people. But the point of it is that we've made a real conscious effort to make sure we're getting that balance right, and really on the weekends doing some stuff that fills our cups. And one of those things is adventuring, going out and experiencing different things that we haven't, places we haven't been to before, experiences we haven't done, and we'll be doing that again by going away at the weekend. So as you go on this end of the year journey, just make sure you're getting that balance right. Make sure you get rested. And rested doesn't just mean like watching endless television or lazing around or whatever. It's so much more than that. Like, you've got to know what fills you up. Like I said, we get really recharged by adventure, so we do that. We know the importance of planning. That's what we did last weekend. We went to one of those little cafes that are hidden away in an alleyway, and struggled to find it. But once you get there, like, there's like a hive of activity because it's quite popular. They did their food and their coffees and everything else amazingly well. It was a really great afternoon. But we did our planning for 2026, and we did our game planning. We got everything in order. Not everything. We've still got probably parts two and three to go to start getting ourselves prepared for next year. Because if you leave it too late in the year, you're just tired and you check out and you just don't do it. So we've learned that the hard way. So that's another place you recharge, because we hit this week not only well rested, but also knowing we've got that clarity, certainty, focus, purpose to finish the year, but also hit the ground running in 2026. Now, these footballers, they're going to get their rest. They have a minimum rest after they're finished. So once this tour finishes, I think they get 6 weeks. It's a mandatory. Of course, they'll keep themselves fit, but they're not going to be stuck in that grind that is the regular season and the pre-season. And they'll get their rest, and they've probably got better balance than the rest of us in terms of the workload. But like I said, mentally, they need recharging. That's why I did the episode the other week talking about if it was me, I'd be taking them through meditation training, mindfulness, just ways to switch off to increase focus. That's where I'd be dedicating a heap of time in that off-season period. And it's important that you do the same to get those strategies in place that are going to work to have you rested. So it's the same rest, review how the year's gone, and then reset what are we going to take on for the new year. So if you're one of those fans that maybe looks at what the people at that level doing and are judging, just take a moment just to think about what their experience might be like. I mean, I get it. Like, I remember when we were playing Premier League football, obviously not English Premier League football, local Premier League football, and hearing players talk about how tired they were, and we did the same. We laughed and go, "Mate, try working a full week's work, and then training after work, and then playing the game, and then drinking all weekend, and then see if you're tired." And what we're really saying is that they don't know how lucky they've got it, and to a certain degree they don't. But I think also we've got to cut them some slack because they're human like the rest of us. Get your things in place, get yourself rested, and reset for the next year. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.